K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into K-pop abyss. Say hello, everyone.
Do it today, but hi, Dominique.
And Jamie.
Yeah, you know, force of habit is very hard to break.
Okay, hello.
What are we talking about this week, Dom?
We have yet another deep dive into the world of K-pop. What?
It is this editing.
Oh. Anyway, your problems aside, this time we are doing TXT.
All right, guys. So what is the deal with TXT?
So TXT is, if my book will stay open, is a, what's this, 5-member boy group, debuted officially on March 4th, 2019, so a very recent fourth generation group, under HYBE labels, formerly known as Big Hit Entertainment, specifically under the Big Hit Entertainment subdivision label.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are these guys like blown up recently? Why are we spending time on this group?
So they're like the official, quote unquote, little brother group for BTS.
Really?
So a lot of people were kind of looking forward to their debut track right from the beginning when Big Hit announced that they were forming a new boy group.
So can you kind of elaborate on what is meant by the little brother group?
So if in K-pop we term groups that come from the same label as sibling groups,
mm-hmm.
and little brother, big brother, blah blah blah, little sister group, it's basically or sister group, brother group, it's just terms to say who came first and if it's a guy group or girl group. It's just like kind of a categorization.
Okay.
So I'm just going to use the most prominent and the company that has the most number of groups that came out from it. And that's SM Entertainment. So like TVXQ was the older brother group to Super Junior. Super Junior is the brother group to Girls' Generation. But when we say if it's just listed as brother or sister, typically it means that they debuted within very similar time periods or in the same generation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're essentially the considered kind of the opposite of another group. In my K-pop vocabulary, it could be different for other people, but that's how I work.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of just how everyone in our friend group kind of just does it now, too.
I mean, it makes sense if you're looking at like the bigger picture.
Yeah, so
they're also known as Tomorrow Together.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what the TXT stands for, yes.
Yes, Tomorrow X Together.
Fandom name is Moments of Alwaysness, M-O-A. Yep.
Oh. Alwaysness is not a word.
Anyway, from there, let me just really quickly list out these guys before we forget to do that.
Like we always do?
We're putting in effort for this one, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been kind of planned for like a month and a half now. So like, forewarning also, the songs that we do, I know we usually listen to the most recent song. I'm just going to say right now, we did not, because this was planned like a month and a half ago and never recorded it. So like, their new song came out in that span of time from when we were actually planning to record this to now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 5 members of the group. We have Subin, Yeonjun, Pyeongkyu, Taehyun, and... Okay, I'm going to totally butcher this. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to totally butcher this.
We should just call him Kai, because I feel like it's just Kai, right? That's his first name.
I'm going to say his entire name. It's Hyunin Kai. And also, they actually say his full name because there's EXO Kai, and he's essentially the most well-known Kai.
Wow.
I'm going to refer to him as Kai. TXT is Kai. But, like, because that's a confusing. We had a whole ass story about this guy. It was a situation. but doesn't matter.
Turns out his backstory is honestly like an anime main protagonist.
I thought he was Korean. Dom thought he was Chinese. Turns out he's neither. So
what is he?
He's
actually half. So he was born in Hawaii. So he's technically a U.S. citizen because born citizen. Born in,
yeah.
And then they went to South Korea so he could meet his family on his mother's side because his mother's Korean. And his father's German. And then they moved to China and they lived there for like 7 years. And then they moved back to Korea when he was 8. Huh. Apparently he's also slightly Polish and Scottish because his dad is partially, you know,
a white guy.
Yeah.
but that last name is German. We're like, I would not have guessed that, but I would not have either.
His dad is very popular in China for this one song and this one album.
He's a one-hit wonder in China. We were like, what type of anime protagonist bullshit is this? But okay. Also, quite frankly, their whole family, super hot. Super superior genes. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But anyway. Yeah.
Oh, and a little fun fact. His sister is actually about to compete in a new girl group survival program with Mnet called Girls Planet 999.
And she's like one of five from the Korean group that we're actually looking forward to. So good for her. But, you know.
Anyway.
Geez, there is some great change in that family.
Yeah, it's...
You're Googling, right? I know. Like,
I'm not. I'm not. What are you talking about?
Anyway, so moving on from there, we went into a weird deep dive of just him. So I feel like it just had to be mentioned when we got to TXT, like,
because we had like a whole discussion about it. But the others let's start.
Like, it's really weird how like the others in comparison to him, it, like their backstories are super tame.
They're very normal in comparison. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so TXT debuted March 4th, 2019 with their debut track called Crown.
All right, so this is a pretty solid debut track in my opinion.
Yeah, so I actually really liked their debut song. Like, it was honestly probably one of the strongest debuts that I've seen in a long time.
I'm not going to even spoil it here for this episode. There was not a song on this list I disliked.
And so for the most part, they're very stable as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, for me, I feel like their earlier songs were much better, but I'm kind of... sadly noticing that's kind of a trend for me with big entertainment and like just their groups in general.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I have notes as usual, so yeah. I will cover all that shit.
So when I was hearing this song, I was trying to figure out what it reminded me of, and it kind of reminded me of Meet Me in the Middle in terms of the beat. And that's probably why I liked it a lot. When you said that they were considered like the little brother of BTS,
mm-hmm.
that immediately made sense to me. Because this is probably one of the most, and this is me speaking as a complete outsider, the mm-hmm. most Western friendly sounding group I've ever heard.
Yeah, so with kind of like with BTS hitting it big on this international stage, well... internationally and like in the Western market mostly, like really mm-hmm. big essentially. Mm-hmm. Their hype's really switching and gearing more towards a Western audience.
Mm-hmm. And it shows.
So, yeah.
We have thoughts on that, but I'm not gonna get into that shit.
Maybe we'll do like a hot take kind of episode one day.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so let's get to Jamie's notes.
Okay, Crown 2019. Pretty solid for a debut. Lyrics make no sense. Sounds good, though. Just tiger tails. So much animation. I just spotted Kai from TXT, a real pro tag backstory. We think his whole family is just superior genes. That's it.
All right. Yes. Yeah, stop the suffering. Abracadabra. You're right. Those lyrics don't make any sense.
No, yeah, they do not.
It's kind of a theme. And then, like, once we got to a certain point on this list, we were just kind of like, oh, there's like a whole connecting backstory of where they're just arsonists.
We'll get to that part.
Yeah. So our next song, we've actually read a part of the lyrics to you before.
Yes.
During our just odd K-pop lyrics. So the next song also came out in 2019 because, again, when we were reacting at the time, they only had like just enough songs to fill this and actually qualify for a deep dive. and that was Cat and Dog. I wanna be a friend.
All right, yeah. So when I was like, I watched the video with the captions on, and I was like,
works, why? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it works. And I also remember, like, why do those words? Oh my god, this is from one of our weird ass translation episodes.
Yeah, it makes it worse, doesn't it?
It kind of does, because with the whole dog pet theme, I was feeling slightly uncomfortable, especially when they're all like out in the window looking like literal puppy eyed.
Yeah, it was a lot. Like for us, how it is just like, I see. There are these essentially 19-year-olds at that time, singing about how they want to be someone's pet.
Should I just go into my notes?
Please do, because I don't want to think about it.
Oh, Daniel, you've heard this before, kinda. Oh god, kitty incidents. Dead inside. This was such a departure after Crown. The annoying thing about this one is it sounds good still.
Yeah, it does.
If you ignore the lyrics, it sounds good. And then I put just five dudes chilling in one bed. I'm surprised they fit in one bed because these children are very tall. Kittens and Corgi! And this is such a weird song.
That's why it. Does it have to be sound so good, though?
I don't know. I don't love it.
Disturbing at best. Like, I'll be completely honest, and I hate that it's so catchy.
Yep.
Like, it's a lot. Like, it really is.
It literally ends on a meow.
Yeah,
it's a lot. You know, the funniest part is, like, we were rewatching this, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, the meow came on, and, like, it's the whole vibe. And I'm just like, you know, in a really fucked up way, like, in a really fucked up, like, out of left field way, it kind of reminds me of that, like, meme song, what was it, Moo?
What?
Or something like that.
Oh,
or I'm a Cow or something like that.
Oh, Bitch, I'm a Cow by Doja Cat.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
No, because I don't know. Like, that's just where my brain went, but that's just okay. Me and my fucked up brain.
Okay.
I don't listen to
her. It's like a weird animal correlation thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to her, so no context, but okay.
The
moving on.
Also didn't help. Anyway, yeah. So we reach, again, end of 2019. They came back with another song. These boys were very busy.
Yes, they were.
Very busy. I'm surprised they managed to make three comebacks in a single year. But it was 9 3/4. In quotations, the English title is actually Runaway, but in Korean, 9 3/4.
So was that a Harry Potter reference?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I
thought very blatantly. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's very magic driven and stuff.
I mean, if you watch the video, yeah, of course it is.
Well, this is also the video that kind of begins, like, our small, slight running theory that they might just be arsonists in this MV.
So this, when I was watching this video, I was like, this one, again, I hate that it's actually a really catchy-ass song. All these songs are. But also, as I was thinking, like, are they trying to tell a story here that's overarching? Because I, especially the ending where they get to, like, the burning area and then everything's on fire, it felt like it was leading to something else. Like, are they, is there, like, a concept going on here?
So I think the running theory is that it links into the next song that we cover because of the whole burning, what was it, the burning door?
Yes.
Yeah, so it leads into the next song with the MV where it was very blindingly, you know, you see the burning house. So,
but before that, we had, you know, oh, it's TXT in school and having fun and having some weird moments.
Yeah. I will say, though, like, because there's, because, so, like, taller people have a harder time dancing because it just, like, doesn't flow much better. It, like, you have to work really hard to make it flow nicely with, like, how long you are.
It's a center of gravity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's like, why there's, like, very rarely tall B-boys. Same concept.
So, like, it was, it, like, so, like, as catchy as the song is, like, there are moments in the chorus where, like, they're doing that thing where they, like, lean to the side and then, like, what is it, brush their hair back, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes it look kind of awkward. So, it, like, it threw me off, like, from the perspective, from, like, really, like, getting into the MV and, like, focusing on the song, because it just jars me a little, personally, again. But
I, overall, again, I don't really care about dancing. I've established this before, but even I noticed that. I was like, oh yeah, you too tall.
How tall are these boys?
They're like average is 6 feet.
So really? I will read out there. So Subin is 6'1". Yeonjun is 5'11". And then Pyongyu is 5'11". And then Taehyun is 5'10". I believe he's the shortest. And TXT Kai is 6 foot.
Wow, they are much taller than me.
Yeah, they're very tall for Asians.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So I mean, like, I get Kai because he's half.
Yes.
So like, it's in his. He had a 50% chance to be tall.
Boy, did he win the lottery.
Sure, roughly, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, jeans. Speaking as someone with a giant of a brother, jeans. I'm 5'2", he is 6'2". So jeans
sometimes
are weird.
Jesus is very cruel.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so overall, that's what it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any again, notes a very again? Stable song, and it's not one I would turn off if it came on.
No.
I don't know why I put this, just big hit jingle. I think this is like when they started peaking. That is such an intense blue. You can't maintain that though. Oh, right. This is the Hail Satan Pyromaniac one. JK, it's just Harry Potter. Awkward tennis team is too tall for these moves. Magic circle graffiti. Unsafe to swim in clothes, but honestly, they're fine because they're tall. Weird Narnia situation. They committed to the no shoes thing. No one's gonna put out that fire, huh?
Honestly, in the entire video, I was more disturbed by the wet socks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Honestly.
No, please.
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Terrible.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Yeah, so this leads into our next song. Their first song for 2020. I think we went into quarantine right around when this song came out or something.
Roughly, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that was Can't You See Me? Can't you see me?
So this was a strange one. I immediately was like holding my breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop because there was such an underlying tone of like
horror?
Dread. horror, yes. Coming because of the imagery was like, well, with all them wearing white, all the strawberries throwing against each other.
Were they strawberries or tomatoes?
There is also strawberries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were blending strawberries. Yeah.
That was such a waste of food. I was honestly offended.
That's one way reason to be offended, but also it's like, well, I was getting really bad, like, what's the word? I forgot the name of the movie, but Haunted House, Family Goes Nuts, Kills Each Other movie. But that's a lot of them. I just can't remember. But I was waiting for the twist of like, okay, who's gonna snap and go full yandere on the other four?
Fair. Like, the vibe of the thing, like, I don't know, like, between the lyrics and the MV, like, the general mood of it, honestly, I was just waiting for them to set something on fire again, and I was proven right, and something got set on fire again, hence solidifying my idea of, oh, this is, like, the arc where they're just all arsonists.
Also, continuing that awesome trend of, like, if you actually pay attention to the lyrics, this is a very dark-ass song, but
yeah,
does it sound so upbeat?
Yeah. Jamie had statements about their fashion choices here, though.
I did. Let us start. Just more fire. Now with some added blood and highlighter hair. That couch is way too small. Why these UPS outfits? They were doing so well with outfits before this. murder? I'm kind of upset about the mess in the house. That's how you know we're old now. The black outfits are way better. What the fuck? Why tan? Are. They're still young enough to get away with shorts, so I'm giving them a pass. That's it.
And by young, you mean like 2021?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Is that the cutoff date? Okay, age? Okay, noted.
We're just like, there's just so many shorts. I'm just wear pants.
Is that an indication of age, too?
Apparently.
It's fine.
Alright. Anyway. But yeah, again, the song's very stable, but I think that, like, it's right around here, this one and 9 3/4, where I was just kind of getting a dip in my interest of, like, I'm not, like, it's not really catching me the way Crown and, like, Cat and Dog did. As unfortunate as that second one is.
Actually, Can't You See Me is about, like, the cutoff for me, I think.
Yeah, well, like, these songs are still good, and I'm still okay with it. Like, I think it's, like, right after this, like, where, like, it just takes a, like, pretty big dip. Like, just a rapid dip for me, personally. I don't know why, because it's all kind of the same formula with how they do their music. But something about it just it can't hold me.
I do kind of wonder if it's because we kind of feel the same way. So, since they are in the same company as BTS, they would probably structure their videos the same way they do BTS. And the closer they get to, like, you guys know the last song from BTS that we didn't particularly love. I do wonder if it's because they're trying to go for that mainstream Western audience. So it's kind of seeped into TXT's stuff too.
Yeah.
There might be some logic to that because, especially when we get to the next song.
I think Big Hit's current, I think Hybe Labels is currently under fire too regarding TXT.
I'm sure they are. I mean, I have comments about that too, but we're going to keep going.
It's because what was it? I think they said, again, I read this offhand, like, moments before we did this, so I don't know all the details, but apparently, like, they're not paying the producers for TXT, like, the people that have been producing their songs, they haven't been paying them.
Mm-mm.
So, it's something about that.
Wouldn't be the first time, to be honest.
Yeah. Anyway, so, moving on from Can't You See Me, we went to the last 2020 song that we reacted to at that moment. Because we planned this a month and a half ago. I'm going to just stress this now. It's not their latest song, but the final song we have was Blue Hour. Cause imagination.
remember how you said it felt like they were more gearing towards a Western ears, at least in terms of sound?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can see that, because this is actually my favorite song out of the five I listened to today.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and it's probably because it reminded me a lot of Dynamite with that kind of disco beat, so...
Yeah.
I guess I'm the barometer here.
I mean, that is the same year, right? Pretty much?
So roughly, a lot of the trend in K-pop right now is skewing more towards a retro vibe in general, so...
No complaints here.
Yeah. Yep. You know, caveat, they do it well, and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally, for me, I hope it's not completely Western retro kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Also, the aesthetic-wise, it reminded me a lot of BTS also, with the dress, the colors.
Aesthetic.
They're just their tall younger brothers. That's what they are.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about the tragedy that was the mullet with the cowboy hat, and it was pink.
It's in here. I got the notes. Just, I'm ready.
Hold on. We're getting to it. We're getting to it. But
you want me to go?
Yeah, just go for it.
Oh God, wire crop's a thing. Wait, I know. Fucking EXO's Kai. I hate pastels. This is not for me. CGI sweater. Squirrel is disturbing.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat with a mullet. Why? And then this is digression, but cowboy stuff is Lil Nas X's fault. It's just seeped into K-pop. He's the only one that can pull it off and should pull it off. I'm sure if I wasn't watching this, it'd be a better song for me. Overall, it's such a shame they're labeled as BTS's little brother group. It's just a really big shadow to overcome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But they're solid for a fourth gen group.
Yeah.
But good lord, that mullet.
Honestly, vocally, I think they're a little more stable and more even across the board compared to BTS. Like, that might get me flack, but again, BTS was never the most known for their vocals, especially when they first debuted. They've improved a lot compared to where they started. But TXT started off actually quite strong vocally.
Yeah.
Which was a nice plus.
It's definitely a group I'll probably be like, at the very least, like keep on the radar whenever they release a new song. Like, oh, am I going to like it? And chances are probably yeah. And I can't help but enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm just hoping fourth gen like improves more and catches me more. Like, I'm like honestly hoping for a group to catch me a little more beyond the ones that I have already kind of delved into, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm hoping for a little more. So like, I don't know. I like, you would think by this time I would be more into like at least another group, especially considering some of the groups are reaching their like fourth years, because this is like right around that time when it's about to hit the first curse. Look, there's a pattern in K-pop, and there will always be a pattern in K-pop.
Prove us wrong, people. Prove us wrong.
Yeah, honestly, please be better. Please get me. Like, make me spend my money on you. Like, get to that point.
All right, any other final thoughts on this song?
Again, stable, but watching the video, it's a lot. It really reminded me of Shaft colors and like Meganebu, like hurt my eyes kind of pastel bright colors.
Holy shit, that is a comparison. Oh, okay, keep going.
Well, honestly, like, the colors were a lot. Like, it was just too many colors, and it was just like, oh god, there's so many clashing colors going on right now. I get what you're going for, but holy shit.
Am I blind?
Yeah, it was honestly visually a lot, I think. But overall, again, a pretty stable song, but not like, my interest kind of just, like, tanked. Mm. Like, it was it was like, oh, I can usually depend on them to have a very, like, stable and song that I could get into.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's bring it on to this week's descent.
So again, in tradition of a deep dive, we try to pick a song that has related to the groups in some way or is another group song. We went with the latter this time, so we have Tomorrow X Together's Puma.
So this is actually my least favorite song out of the bunch I listened to.
Yeah. We had
that
to
was
choose.
Actually kind of surprising.
we had to choose something, and like that was the only thing with the music video out that we could choose at that time. And so we chose it, and honestly, I think this was all for like all of us across the board, including our missing cast member Melissa, of just, oh, this video and this song is just, this is not it.
It's like, to me, with this song, it was kind of like, it's the most different they've been and what I've seen so far, and it just doesn't feel right. It's like they were trying to be something they really weren't.
Yeah.
There's like older groups back in second gen that can pull this shit off. This is not it for them. They this is okay.
I see TXT Kai, and they're like, no, this isn't you, bro.
Nah.
Yeah.
They're all like kind of babyface still too, so I'm like, this is not it, bro.
So seeing them all chained up and like making tiger fists and Puma like growls, like it's like not working.
Yeah, it was honestly a lot. I think it's just also like with our age.
Age is a factor here. I'm sure if it was your age, this would be fine for you.
It was just very much of a, oh gosh, you are too young to be doing this. Even though you're all adult, quote unquote, officially adults, this is way too much.
Look, the fact is we're closer than 30 than 20. So that's where we're at. So that's it. Okay.
Anyway, so overall thoughts, it's decent enough because mainly just because vocals, but like lyric wise and like actual song wise and video wise, I think it's just too much for all of us.
It's by no means a bad song. It's just their weakest song.
I do have notes.
Oh, please. Yes. Let's wrap it up in notes.
Cave. The vibe is so weird. Those poor kids on the bottom. I was just concerned the whole time. TXT is so much more vocal heavy in comparison to BTS. That's probably why I'm not so critical of them, to be honest. This is kind of what we wish BTS would go back to. Like, not this specific video, because this is a lot, but what we mean is I wish they would stop trying to appeal to such a Western mainstream audience. Like, go back to your roots a little bit. Overall, wouldn't go out of my way to listen to TXT, but if it's on, why not?
I wouldn't turn it off. All right, and that wraps it up for this episode, this deep dive into TXT. Thank you guys so much for listening. Where can people find us individually? Let's start it off with Dom.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at TheRaven, and our missing cast member, you can find her at Subject Despair.
And Jamie?
At Violet Dreadly. Check out my Instagram.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter, Perpetual Player 1 on Instagram, other social media also. And you can also check out the official network accounts at NJP Productions on just about everything: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can also find our Discord where you can hang out with us at all times. We're always there hanging out. Let us talk to you guys off the stream or off of the podcast. Let us know what you guys thought. As always, if you like what we do, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. And until the next episode, guys, this has been Dragging the K-Pop Abyss. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.